County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell on the hotline. County Commission has a study session today, Steve.
That's correct, Greg. We have a study session going on. It's kind of a light on items, but we will be meeting and we'll be discussing the acquisition of equipment for inside the American One Event Center. So we're moving forward with that. Things are coming around really very well. G Farms has finished the landscaping and the irrigation system on the outside, and the contractor is getting ready to button up for working just indoors and getting it ready for the first big event of the year next year when we're ready to go.
So is that what, the indoor infrastructure?
That's correct. You know, painting walls, making sure the heating and air conditioning all work, you know, that you've got everything, the doors up and everything hung, security cameras all installed, everything like that. Yeah, just general. But overall, you know, we're wrapping up the year at the county, and things are looking up all the way around. Attendance was up slightly at the Cascades Falls this year. You know, we were 12 short of 32,000 guests at the Cascades. We did well with the bicycling at the Falling Waters Trail. I do want to make people aware, though, that the next couple of weeks we're going to be cleaning up some low-hanging brush and that type of items on the Falling Waters Trail, and you're going to see some temporary closures out there on some different stretches. But overall, this is maintenance that has to be done, and get it out of the way, and the trail will be open for business from after Thanksgiving on. So it'll be in great shape. We'll be in real good shape. And another big item that the county is working on at this time is the possibility of a new northern county park. We're working with the landowners on Cooper Road at Portage Lake, or Portage River, excuse me, at the confluence of the Grand River, with the possibility of partnering with MDOT and the DNR and other state agencies to purchase some property there so we can have a full operational northern park. So we're moving forward on all of that plan right now.
What kind of park? Can you compare it with something?
Well, it'll be it'll have an access to the river. It'll have probably the canoe and kayak and boat in and out. It'll have nature trails. It will have probably a seating area around the along the river. But otherwise, it'll be a nice connection there, and it'll be within walking distance of the Iron Bell Trail as it goes north. So it's really a pretty good operation.
So not carnival rides.
No, it will not be a carnival ride park, no. No. Or golf course.
So this is a relative slow time for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, things slow up, gear up. But thanks to the governor and the legislature, we have some problems we're going to have to start dealing with if they don't straighten their budget adjustments out.
Yeah.
You know, we got an $800,000 hole now at the county that we have to figure out. Secondary road patrol to health department to all departments across the county, and it's gonna mean some cuts. And it's much easier to do things when you have a year to plan than it is to have 6 weeks to plan.
I thought that money was coming back.
Well, we keep watching and hoping, but the checks haven't arrived yet.
No money, no cash in hand yet.
No, correct. We as you know, we like to plan ahead and be ready.
Yeah.
And if there's opportunities to reduce government, the county does step up. On a positive note, though, also we've been working with the private sector, Mid-Michigan Paving, on getting started for next year. And asphalt paving in Jackson County will have an announcement of a road recycling program that's even better than the machine. So we're working with the private sector on a recyclable material going into the roads. So, and it'll be a public-private partnership, and we're hoping to get one road done this year so we can see how that works.
Pretty progressive year for the roads, though, for the county, wasn't it, Steve?
Yes, it was. And you're going to see this kind of strategic plan and initiative moving forward across the county. We're hiring a second crew to run the recycler, so that it'll have two shifts running it, and it'll literally be running, you know, sunrise to sunset, and we'll be in great shape going forward with that.
Any truth to the rumor Overton is the backup driver for that?
We're not quite sure on that, but okay. We'll have to catch pictures if we can.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.